Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Shvi Shel Pesach in chapter 6 of Nazir, Mishnah Yud, Mishnah Ten Gilach. He took the haircut, all Zevach, after one of the offerings. We've been discussing the concluding offering rituals of the Nazir, Venimsa Puzzle, and then something was wrong with that particular animal. Could be they found out it was a trefa when they opened up the animal, or parts that were necessary became tame, contaminated. Then Tiglachto, his haircut, psula. It's puzzle, it didn't work. Uzvahav and his other offerings, lo alu lo, don't count for him because the one after which he did the haircut was invalid. Now the Mishnah brings a similar scenario, gilach ala hatat. He took the haircut after bringing the hatat, shelo lishma. But the hatat, the intention was deficient. We're going to learn in detail in Mishnah Zvachim, a hatat requires specific intent to be a hatat and for the owner. So something was wrong with the intention about what this hatat would work for. And afterwards, the other korbanot, the shlamim and the ola, were brought correctly. Tiglachto pesula. Because lemaisa, he took the haircut after the offering that did not work, the hatat. Zvachav lo alu lo. And these offerings, the Ola and the Shlamim, even though they were valid, they don't count for him. He'll have to bring all three again. But how about Gilach ala Ola? Ola Shlamim took the haircut after the elevation offering or the peace offering, Shelo Lishman. And those were offered without specific intention or maybe intention for a different offering. The Acher Kach, and afterwards, Hevi Karbonot of Lishman, he brought all three offerings for the proper intention to end his personal Nazirot. Tiglachto pesula. The haircut didn't work. Zvachov lo alu lo. And the offerings don't count for him. Now, when I say the intention, really the Kohen, who's offering them, doing the services, sprinkling the blood, he has to have the correct intention that it's going to work for this Nazir and for this type of offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees in his last case. Otzo zevach lo alu lo. He says an Olar Shlamim, not for the specific intention of this Nazir, doesn't count for his obligation. But they're still considered a valid offering. The offering can continue, and it goes through like a nedava, like a gift. Of all shar zvachav, zvachim, but the other offerings that were done properly, alulo, those do count towards his nazira, so he'd only have to replace the one that had deficient intention. Ve'im gilach o shloshton, and if he took the haircut after all three offerings, v'nimsa echad mehem kosher, and maybe two out of three were not okay for some reason, but one of them was totally fine. Tiglachto kasher, his haircut was good to go. V'yavi shvar zevachim, and he has to bring a replacement for the ones that had some kind of issue. So probably to be on the safe side when we have the Beit HaMikdash again, God willing, soon. Another probably good advice to wait. Anyway, let's go on to Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. Mish nizrak alov echad min adamim. V'nidma, a Nazir, that they performed one of the blood applications of one of his final offerings, and then the Nazir became contaminated. Now, the offering was fine, but the Nazir himself then was exposed to impurity emanating from a corpse. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Soter at the Kol. Rabbi Eliezer says he loses everything. Now, the Gemara and the Mefarshim point out he really loses 7 days and loses all of the offerings and has to restart the offering process all over again when he's become tahor after 7 days. But in this context, losing everything doesn't mean he has to wait another 30 days or restart the entire nazirut of 7 years or whatever it was. The Chachamim Omrim, the other sages disagree. They say, Yavi Shar Kabanotav V'yetzar. He has to bring the rest of his offerings, the other two, after he becomes tahor. So lemaisa, he would have to wait 7 days and finish the offerings, but his nazirut is over. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer would say, his Nazirot restrictions continue until he can start all three offerings over. Amru Lo and the sages told Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ase b'Miriam ha-Tarmudit. There's a story about Miriam from Tarmud, Shnizrak aleya echad min hadamim. And one of the blood applications was made for concluding offerings. Uvo, and suddenly someone from Hatzalah came and they told her, Amru Lo, they told her, Albita, about her daughter, Shahaita Misukenet. She was in the hospital. It was a very dangerous situation. So Miriam left the temple, Matza Shemeta, and Nebuch, when she got to the hospital, her daughter had died. So she was ritually impure. Amru Chachamim and sages said, we're very sorry for your loss. But Tavishar Kabanoteya, you should bring the other two offerings. She only had one offering, Vititar, and after she becomes pure, but her Nazirut has already ended. A good Yontav and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.